This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Attorney General Phil Weiser is challenging the Trump administration's emergency order to keep a coal-fired power plant open in Craig. CPR's Sam Brash.
In a statement, Weiser said there's no emergency justifying the order, issued by the U.S. Department of Energy in December. Tri-State Generation and Transmission planned to shutter the plant last year to shift to renewables. Weiser filed a lawsuit claiming the federal government vastly exceeded its authority by forcing the utility to drop those plans. Environmental groups and Governor Polis have also cried foul over the order, saying it'll increase energy bills. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Meanwhile, a federal judge blocked an order on Wednesday from the Trump administration that could have threatened food assistance programs in Colorado. CPR's Ava Keon reports.
The order would have required Colorado to conduct in-person interviews with more than 100,000 households receiving benefits within 30 days. Whether people would still get food assistance would depend on if they were recertified. In a press release, Attorney General Phil Weiser said the timeline was impossible to meet. He also called it a form of punishment to the state. The lawsuit alleges the administration threatened to remove Colorado from the SNAP program if it did not comply within that time frame. Ava Keon, CPR News.
Yelp's new top 100 U.S. restaurants list includes three local spots this year. Levin Deli in Denver ranked highest at number 13, praised for its house-baked rye and made daily pastrami. Alma Fondafina, also in Denver, landed at 40, while Golden Banh Mi in Aurora came in at 99. This is CPR News.